foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night.
Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are in the world. We are welcoming you to today's edition of the News Hour, coming to you from the studios of Radio Biafra here in London. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am your host and the director of Radio Biafra, and by the grace of God, a great servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. I have with me today in the studio the wonderful lady Carol Monday and also Dr. Chukwuma Egemba. We are welcoming you wherever you are in the world, our friends, our well-wishers, those who want to see Biafra survive, those who want to see Biafra stand as a free country for free people all over the world. We're welcoming you to this program. We're saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night to some people, because we spread across all the time zones of the world. In anywhere you are, you will receive Radio Biafra this evening. If you have any internet-enabled device, we are trying the best we can to make sure that this news is as consistent as possible. If you witness any interruptions during this programming, please refresh your browser. If you can't find us on one platform, please go to another one. We have a lot of websites for you to go through to search for Radio Biafra. You must get a pen and paper handy. We know that some of you listen to it on your iPhone when you're at work. Some of you have the earplugs, you put it in and you're doing what you're doing. Some of you are even cooking when you're listening to Radio Biafra. We are welcoming all of you. You are the chosen ones. You are the ones who have seen the light. You have come to where the truth is. Radio Biafra, I'm afraid to tell you, is a one-issue radio station. This is the only place where you can hear the truth and no other place. But before we go any further, I will first of all go to Carol to say hello to you before we proceed. Carol, please.
Hello, good evening, good morning, good afternoon. I always say that to everybody across the world. And I'd like to say a special hello to all the people of the individual tribes of Africa.
Thank you very much. But we are more concerned with saving the tribes of Idoma, the Igbos, the Efiks, the Bibios, the Ijaws, the Shekiris. It's a bit shaky, the Shekiris, but it's a bit shaky. People are wondering if they're part of us or not. And also the Urhobo people. We must mention that. The Anyoma people are Igbo people. We don't mention them because when we mention the Igbo family, they're even more Igbo than we are. We don't mention them. Please, Doctor, if you're there, say hello to our wonderful people. Please let us proceed.
Hello, dear friends, our listeners, friends of Biafra, wherever you are in the world, we are welcoming you and thank you very much for your time. It is a great honor to serve you and to grace for you to grace us with your time. Without you, Radio Biafra will be meaningless. So thank you very much for your time, and stay wherever you are, get your friends, and listen to what we have for you this evening.
Thank you very much. And please, Doctor, if you can lower your monitor, we can hear it from here. Your monitor is coming across to us. We can hear it, please. If you can lower it, we'll be very grateful. Thank you very much. And we are also joined by Mazi Okezie Ogu, all the way from Australia. Okezie, if you're there, please say hello to our wonderful listeners all over the world, please.
Thank you, fellow Biafra fans, and thank you, everybody who is participating in this program.
Thank you very, very much. We are welcoming you. You are joining us for the greater segment of this program today. If you want to get hold of us, you know the number to call. The studio number remains the same. Please go to Facebook to find it. If you can't find it any other place, please go to Facebook to be able to find it. We are asking everybody involved with us this evening to please maintain radio silence. It's very, very important, because any noise at all, wherever you are, will be able to be fed direct to the studio to be transmitted. So please, we are pleading for that. Once again, we are welcoming you wherever you are on this planet. We'll be coming to you intermittently. Okay, Zia, we will be coming to you as well. So please stay close to your monitors to hear what other people are saying, should you wish to contribute. But at all times, try to, as much as possible, to maintain radio silence. We are welcoming everybody, all our listeners everywhere on this planet. This is an open platform, it's an open forum, the only place where you can speak and people will be able to hear your voice, because this is Radio Biafra. This is where we make things happen. This is where we unite the great Biafran family. This is where we expunge all the evil, all the bad things happening to our people. This is where we ask for the glory of God to descend on us. This is where we practicalize what we preach. This is where we put theory into practice. This is where we convert crude oil into kerosene. This is where we convert crude oil into fuel. This is the only place on this planet where the truth will be spoken regarding what is happening in Nigeria, regarding what is happening to the Biafran people, and more importantly, how they're going to get Biafra. So we are welcoming you wherever you are. We acknowledge all our wonderful ladies who have been working tirelessly hard on Facebook to make sure that the message of Biafra is spread all over the world. If you're listening this evening, as many of you as possible that are listening, if you can go to Facebook and tell people to please go to any of the websites to partake in this very program, that will be welcome. We are asking you this evening to please put on Radio Biafra London Facebook page that you are listening to Radio Biafra. Also, tell your friends. It's very easy. If you go to the homepage on your Skype, go there and tell your friends to be part of this very wonderful historical location. This evening, once again, we're welcoming Amanamde Khan. As I said previously, we have Carol Monday in the studio with us, and also Okezie Ogu, one of our principal donors and sponsors from Australia, and also an editorial board member, Dr. Chukwuma Egemba. Once again, Radio Biafra editorial board is open for expansion. Anybody who is worthy will be invited very shortly to be part of this very noble gathering. Radio Biafra editorial board is charged with making sure that the ethos, the values, the principles upon which Radio Biafra was founded is maintained for perpetuity. We are not going to relent. We are not going to close. We are not going off air, despite all the worst intentions of our enemies. Radio Biafra is here to stay, to guide the path, to shine the light that will lead the chosen people of God back into where the good Lord himself promised them, which is Biafra land. We are welcoming you once again wherever you are in the world. Please, if you want to get hold of us, you can start doing so round about 7:30, 7:35. That is the time, because this is your platform. It is your radio station, not our radio station, not their radio station. It is your radio station. If you're a Biafran in truth and honest, if you're somebody who spiritually is lifted to preach the word Biafra all the time, this is your radio station. When you speak this evening, the world will be able to hear your voice wherever you are. You don't get charged to speak on Radio Biafra. It is the only platform where you don't pay any money at all, unless you're a supporter of Radio Biafra, which you have to do voluntarily. This is the only place on this planet where you can come and speak from Gambia, and somebody who is in the steppes of Russia will be able to hear you. You call us from Ukraine, somebody in Chile will be able to hear you. You call us from Mexico, somebody in Malaysia will be able to hear you. This is the only place where it happens. This is Radio Biafra. When we speak, they run away. When they hear our voice, they run. Our voice scares evil spirit. When evil spirit hears about Radio Biafra, when they begin to hear our patriotic song playing, every evil spirit around you disappears. That is what happens because this is Radio Biafra. We come to you in truth and in honesty. We cannot lie. We cannot fabricate events. We cannot fabricate stories. We cannot say anything to make us look better. We are here to give you the news the way it is. A lot of people said we are very upset yesterday. Of course, it's understandable. We have to be upset because we are slaves. I am not happy being a slave. If you're happy being a slave, good luck to you. But I am not happy. And I will continue to be angry until I am free. I don't know how some of you sleep at night, because for me, I don't sleep. Sometimes I close my eyes for about 2 or 3 hours, and the work continues for Biafra relentlessly. The Lord in heaven is my witness that I do not sleep for up to 5 hours every night, because the only thing on my mind morning, noon, and night is Biafra. How are we going to get Biafra in truth and honesty? Not just any Biafra, but a Biafra founded on the cardinal principles of truth, transparency, and honesty, as the good Lord himself intended it for our people. We are welcoming you. If you know how to pray, you pray. If you know how to preach, you preach. Anything you can do to make sure that the people around you understand the need for Biafra, please do it. This is your radio station. From this radio station this evening, from this radio station as we are broadcasting to you from London, every part of the world will be able to hear your voice. They will know that Biafrans exist. They will know that there are people called Biafra. And as we said, we will continue on this path until when you write Biafra, there will be no red underline. That is what we are promising you. Any day you write Biafra, there is no red on underlining that word. When you're word processing, or when you're typing it on Facebook or on Word document on your computer, when you type the word Biafra, there is no red line underneath. You know we have achieved Biafra. That is the task. That is the what we're telling you this evening. We will eradicate the stigma associated with the word Biafra. Let us go and get you the headlines this evening on this day, the 6th day of June in the year of our Lord 2013. Once again, we're welcoming you wherever you are. Our headline this evening, which is very sad. We are very sorry that we bring you all this news, but it is what is happening. Other people will not report it this way, but we will report it to you. We will give it to you. We will tell you what nature is doing to us. We will tell you what our own docility and ignorance is doing to us. They are reporting this evening, when I mean they, these are the powers that be in Nigeria, not Radio Biafra, before people will say, oh, they made up the story. This is being reported by Vanguard this evening that many Nigerians drown going to Spain. And as we have known on this program, the only people living where they come from to travel abroad are Igbo people, people from Biafra. We are reporting this evening that many Nigerians drowned en route to Spain. This is according to Bianca Ojukwu, the wife of our late leader, who reported this to newsmen in Onitsha. He came back as the ambassador. He visited home. We will not go into the politics of Shishibi at home or be an ambassador. It's for another day. But Bianca Ojukwu is the ambassador of Nigeria to Spain. That is our headline this evening. We have another one coming, which is even worse than this. But please do bear with us. We are not the bringer of bad news. We tell you the truth the way it is. This is Radio Biafra. If we don't tell you the truth, who will? Many Nigerians drown en route to Spain, according to Bianca Ojukwu. And we are also reporting this evening that somebody is reporting, a Yoruba man is reporting, called Kunle Adegoke, who is a Supreme Court judge in Nigeria, an advocate and solicitor of the Supreme Court of Nigeria, a Yoruba man. This is what he had to say. If the Igbo people attempt the same thing again, we shall wipe them off the surface of the earth. A bilok onyin, which means starvation, is our albatross. They have starved us, he's boasting. Awolowo starved us because we allowed Awolowo to die without facing trial. Other Yoruba people are reminding us of what we suffered during the war. They are reminding us of their duplicity, of their treachery, of their cowardice. Yoruba people are reminding us through this Kunle Adegoke that they hold the keys to our life, to our soul, to our existence as a people. The question we'll be asking this evening, that the time has come for us to tell the world that we are Biafrans. The time has come for us to show who we are. The time for talking has gone. The time has come for us to go and show Yoruba people and Hausa people that we have a right to be free. This evening, we are going to make a decision, all of us individually and collectively. Are we prepared for this battle that is going to come? Are we prepared as children of the light? I have told you before, we have made it clear on this station before, that Afra in Biafra, Afra as a word means the light. Are we, as the children of the light, willing to confront darkness and evil as embodied by such men called Kunle Adegoke? He went to New York. He's taunting us. He was in America. These are Yoruba people that have never won any war in their life. They are not brave enough to enter into any battlefield and engage any army in their history. They are here telling us that they will crush us. These are Yoruba people. This is the Supreme Court, so to speak, solicitor and advocate. This was what he said in New York. Let us go and get to the first headline in detail, or we'll say the first bad news in detail, so to speak. But it's the truth, is what is happening to us. We are reporting this evening that many Nigerians drowned en route to Spain. This is according to Bianca Ojukwu. Nigerian ambassador to Spain, Bianca Ojukwu, yesterday in Onitsha, Anambra State, revealed that many Igbo and other tribes got drowned in the ocean. She mentioned the word Igbo. Got drowned in the ocean in a bid to cross over to Spain in search of greener pastures. We have drowned so much, it is not news anymore. It is like Boko Haram killing us in the north. It is no longer news. They kill them, they say they are Christians. Our people are dying. When we say that our young people are dying, a lot of people don't understand. Many mothers are in the villages this evening thinking that their children are abroad, praying and going to church and giving tithe and donation to pastor saying, pray for my son. Most of them don't know that their children are already dead in the sea. This is what Bianca Ojukwu is saying, not Radio Biafra, before people say we made it up. This is what Bianca Ojukwu is telling us this evening, that our people, our young ones, are drowning as they are going to Spain. Disclosing this at a special interactive session and the launching of an almanac of the Southeast Zonu chapter of the Campaign for Democracy, Bianca regretted that the country that they were struggling to get into was not better off than Nigeria, adding that on managing to get there, they become jobless. She's talking about Igbo youths. Umuaki Igbo, obere umuaka gocha akwukwo puta. Igbo youths traveling to go and look for greener pastures because some people, a few people, less than 100 people, have made life hell for our people. They take our oil, they take our coal, they take everything where we come from. And they ask us to leave, to go and look for greener pastures. Mothers are in the villages praying, waiting for MoneyGram, waiting for Western Union, waiting for confirmation that their children are safe, but not knowing that their children, some of them are lying in the bottom of the sea. Some of them, fishes are feeding on them and other sea creatures. Some of them fished out and buried in unknown land. That is the fate that has befallen our people. When I see people on Facebook talk so much rubbish, when I see people talk so much nonsense on Igbo this, Igbo that, Nzukan Kanzo, I want to take a machete and a gun and mow them down. They don't know that their own brothers, their own siblings, their own younger ones are drowning in the sea, trying to cross the Mediterranean into Europe, after having trekked across the desert on bare feet, some of them. If you see what is happening to our people, you ask God why he created the Igbo race. This evening, we'll continue to bring you this news. According to her, as an ambassador to Spain, you come face to face with the trouble people are going through. This is an ambassador reporting this from Spain, not a reporter, not a newspaper, not a radio station. I am sad that because things are not going on well in Nigeria, this was somebody that said a while ago that things are okay in Nigeria. The way they're going to is not better off in Nigeria. But here she's saying it. She is giving you, this is the wife of our late leader, giving you the news the way it is. I am sad that because things are not going on well in Nigeria the way they should, people now bought ships to Spain and on their way, they get drowned. Not us saying, this is Bianca Ono. If you doubt it, you can phone her, you can ask her. Those who claim they're close to Ojukwu can ask her. Regretting that it was hardship and suffering that made them to leave the country, she urged the state and federal governments to create enabling environment to help curtail the rush abroad. Bianca Ono, who is an ambassador to Spain, is telling us that we have to do something to stop our people going abroad. Because everybody knows that if you leave the home and run away, vultures and criminals like the governors that you have will occupy the vacuum and all hell will be let loose. As anybody who claims he or she is educated knows, nature abhors vacuum. If you have a vacuum, you are finished. Nature will always fill it. When all of us run away from our land, checking out like Andrew did, looking for greener pastures, Satan occupied the space that good people left. We want to go back and drive away those evil forces. That is the work of Radio Biafra. That is what we are going to do once we conclude our worldwide demonstration. We will go back and reclaim our place and allow the glory of God to be firmly planted both in our hearts and on the lands of our ancestors. That is where we come from and no other place. We are also bringing you this evening, news this evening, regarding one Yoruba man. His name is Kunle Adegoke. He said he's a senior advocate of Nigeria. He's a solicitor and advocate of the Supreme Court of Nigeria. This is what a Supreme Court advocate is saying in Nigeria. For those that want us to remain in Nigeria, this is what they are saying, so we understand. If you don't understand English very well, look for somebody to interpret for you. This is what Yoruba people have in mind for you. If you're living in Lagos, this is what they are thinking. If you're living at Ilesha, this is what they are thinking. If you're at Abeokuta, this is what they are thinking about you. If you're at Ibadan, this is what Yoruba people have in mind for you. You are surrounded by enemies, the same way the state of Israel is surrounded by enemies. But by the grace of God, we shall be planted as free people in the land that he gave to us and not by man. This is what a Yoruba man said, a lawyer, a solicitor, an advocate of the Supreme Court of Nigeria in New York of all places. And the whole world is carrying this news this evening. If they, the Igbo people, attempt the same thing again, we shall wipe them off the surface of the earth. A biloko in, which means starvation, is our albatross. Kunle Adegoke is a solicitor and advocate of the Supreme Court of Nigeria. This was reported from New York. This man said that the lunatics among the Igbos, by which he is referring to Radio Biafra, obviously, hatred for the Yorubas. Yes, we tell him we don't like you because you're bad people. The lunatics among the Igbos, hatred for the Yorubas will forever keep them in bondage. They loathe everything Yoruba and they feel the only way they can satisfy themselves is to destroy our history. We are greater than all that shenanigan. If they like, let them declare another war. This time they should know that the direction of their war in 1960, they should know the direction of their war better, he's advising us. In 1967, they claimed they wanted to liberate the East from the North, yet they carried their war and faced the Yoruba land. They wanted to annex Lagos in a misdirected adventure because is Lagos an Igbo land, he's asking. If they attempt the same thing again, we shall wipe them off the face of the earth. They will starve us to death, he is claiming. He was furious when he was saying this because of the reports that Radio Biafra has been making regarding the cowardice of these people, and we'll engage them this time around. We will tell Yoruba people that 2013, 2014, 2015 is not 67 to 70. We are set for a monumental tussle to see if Satan can overpower God, to see if darkness that the Yoruba, some of them, and the Hausa people represent can overpower the children of light. We want to see if evil can triumph over good this time around. He continued to say that imagine how many Igbo men and women he must have poisoned just because of his usual. He was saying a lot of nonsense about our people. If you read this, he was comparing us to Nazis. That is what a Yoruba man is saying to us. I can't continue. This is a family radio station. Children are listening. The type of language that this man used, who said he's an advocate of Nigeria. This man has thrown us a challenge as a people. Are we going to be men? Are we going to be mouse? Are we going to be strong enough to stand up to this man and to his likes and to say to them to hell with them? Are we going to stand up and be counted? Or are we going to do exactly what he said, run away scared? The time is now. If you're listening to Radio Biafra, you must be brave because we are not going back. If you want to come with us, you come with us. If you want to go back, you go back, but we are not turning. It is either Biafra or we die trying to get Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. We are not any other radio station. This is not the same nonsense you get with useless, hopeless Biafran groups. This is Radio Biafra. We say something and we do it. We will pursue Biafra until Biafra is free. We will not accept any autonomy. We will not accept any arrangement. We will not accept any loose confederation. We are going for outright independence of our people, the same way we were before the white people came. If our mothers and our sisters could stand up to the colonial masters in 1923, in 1929, and in 1949, how about grown-up men and women who are educated listening to Radio Biafra tonight? You are very special people. You are the children of the light. That is what your name means. You are children of the light. You must rise above darkness. If you do not rise above darkness, you'll be consumed by it. And you will have no excuse for your pitiable life of servitude and slavery in Nigeria. This is Radio Biafra. That is our news this evening. Our children are drowning. Some of them are drying up as they're walking through the desert, running away from where we come from. Our mothers are waiting back home, waiting for telephone to ring, waiting for email, waiting for somebody to bring good news to them regarding their children. Little did they know that our ambassador to Spain, the wife of our ex-leader, who fought, incidentally, to free us from the same bondage, is the one bringing us news that our younger people are dying, trying to flee where we come from. They are dying in their masses. They will not return home anymore. Their mothers will not know what happened to them. Their fathers will not know what happened to them. And the reason why they died is because we did nothing. We did not save them. We have not brought back Biafra, because Biafra is the only blanket, is the only comfort that can stop us from behaving this way. Our younger ones are dying. A greater number of them are in prison all over the world. For how long will this continue? Are you telling me this evening that this is what God intended for us as a people? Is this our lot? Is this what we have come here to do? To die like wild animal, to be eaten by creatures of the sea, to be eaten by vultures circling the death route across the Sahara Desert. Is that seriously what you think is our fate as a people? Only you can decide. If you come with us, you come with us. But one thing we are letting you know this evening is that we cannot let you down. This is Radio Biafra. We are not turning back. Not now, not tomorrow, not ever. Those are our principal headlines this evening. And before I come to you, Carol, I will then first of all go to Dr. Chukwuma Egemba to give us his understanding, his precy, his appreciation of what we have done this evening in terms of this presentation. The harrowing news, they don't make for very good reading, but all the same, it is the truth. Please, Doctor, what is your take on it?
Thank you very much for that very informed, lengthy introduction to the topic of the day. Let me take the issue of the Yoruba man and his ranting. Yes, let me start with him before I come to Spain. The Ukule Adegoke is rattling. If he is man enough, why didn't he say he's a source? If he is educated and learned enough, why didn't he give due credit to his source? Academic and the legal requirement said that you have to disclose the source of your information, because he is a little cowardly. He knows that giving credit to the whom credit is due will boost us. But I don't know that either he listened, he got this information directly, or someone informed him from us. The fact remains that it is only from Radio Biafra that this information can come. I am challenging you. Let me hope that you are listening, Adekoke, or whatever you call yourself. I am challenging you to disclose your source of this information. Even if it is a third-party information, even if it is a third-party information, through someone else you had it. Say, the person who told you, where did he say? When we set the source, when we read it, we read the guidance, we give credit. We set our source. The one that we research and find out, we said that this is our one. The one we reported as a reference at the top source, we give credit. We are not reporting it. Our host, Nandi, we say, we are not reporting it. It is reported by this person. We are quoting this person from this source. Where did you get this information you are arguing about? Why can't you demand enough and say, this information from Radio Biafra London, this is where we are, people should tune and listen to what we are saying and challenge us? Listen, you have acknowledged, directly or indirectly, that you are the people you called your idol, whom is a war criminal, even if on his death. He is still a war criminal. A war criminal is a war criminal. A genocidist is a genocidist, whether dead or alive. Awolowo killed people in thousands, in millions, with our money. The money evil people had in the account, they seized it and used it against us. So, if you say, we will wipe them out, who are we? How many have you wiped out before? Were you not there? You and your people, cowardly, weren't you there when Osman Danfodio conquered you from Eloren? Where were you? As Nandi said, history do not lie. Come on the air, engage us, you know our contact details. Contact us, phone in, direct us, educate us, and tell us what Yorubas have contributed to Nigeria. Tell us which battle the Yorubas have fought and won. Tell us which people the Yorubas have conquered. Tell us. Now, if you are using the genocide against our people as the way that we will conquer and do this in Nigeria, you will be mistaken. You are far away in New York, rambling. Come back home. Come, let us go. They throw us a challenge. They say, okay, let's go. I am in Lagos. Come, let us go. And then we take it from there. So, quite honestly, I don't think it is much. It warrants our airtime to respond to you. But since it has been mentioned, we have to address you. What you did, what your people, I will not say the whole people anyway, what Awolowo did is the only people we mention them. We particularize, said this is the person we want. Because he is the person who gave the order. Who, as the Minister of Finance that time, or Prime Minister, whatever his position was, he collided. In fact, he masterminded the blockade of our people with the help of the superpowers of this world. Mr. Gokeke, you are a lawyer. Let me ask you. Search through history. Search through, use your legal knowledge to find out and tell us. Where have you seen that the three superpowers of this world came together to fight a people, if not the Biafran people? Tell us. Research and come back to us. Where in the history of mankind, at least within the 70s, within the 80s, within the 60s, during the height of the Cold War, which other country, a people that is a country that is less than 3 years old, 2 years old, that was descended upon by the three superpowers, it has never happened before, and the Cold War is over.
And it will never happen again.
And you have the mouth, you have the gut to say, you conquered us, you defeated us, you will beat us again. Who are we? Who are we? How many have you beaten before?
We'll ask him in a minute. Please, Carol, if you can come in, what is your take on it? You can see how when people say they are Nigerians, these are the people that they're in Nigeria with. This is a Yoruba man taunting us because we have been so weak. We couldn't bring Awolowo to trial to face international war crimes. He died. Gowon is alive, moving all over the place, even cavorting with some Igbo governors, as the case may be. All the people that killed our children, that killed our mothers, that killed our fathers, that starved them to death, everybody's walking about free. And people think that we are fair game. Anybody can do anything and get away with it. So the question we're asking this evening is, if not for any other thing, does the members of Radio Biafra Editorial Board, every member of the consultative council that we are setting up in every country of the world, every listener that Radio Biafra has, are we men and women of valor or not? Are we going to let this challenge go without responding to it? By which I mean making sure that Gowon faces trial in his lifetime, making sure that Awolowo is tried posthumously. Are we saying this evening that we are going to remain in the same country with people that hate us so much to this extent? And when you are being hated by people who are brave, I respect the Hausa Fulani people, at least to an extent. With what Boko Haram is doing, they have maybe shown a bit of bravery in battle. For somebody who has his own piece of territory taken by Hausa people, turned a Eloren into an emirate,
for somebody who we are conquered by even small Edo. Edo went and took Lagos and called it Eko. That's what is paining him. That's what Radio Biafra reported. That is why he's upset. We are telling him that these are historical facts. Elorin has an emir, not an oba. Where you come from, you have obas, not emirs. Elorin is controlled by an emir. It is an emirate answerable to Sokoto, not to Ile-Ife. Please, what do you have to say?
I was thinking, you know, that it makes me laugh. I'm here laughing because I have a question. What is so wonderful for the Yoruba in Nigeria? Are they living so well? Are they prospering so well in this lovely Nigeria that they have done all these things for? I don't hear any news that Nigeria for the Yoruba is any a lovelier place to live than the next man. So he's boasting for no reason. The doctor's right. This man is listening. He's listening to Radio Biafra because he knows that Radio Biafra is coming for them. He knows that the truth will avail and that it will take them to court, and the all these war criminals, including Gowon, will not be getting away with it. All these people, they may have fooled you once, but they will not be doing it twice. And I have to say that the drowning people, these people that are drowning because they're fleeing from this wickedness and these bad lives. They're going to places where they're unable to work. They have to illegally live. They're going to suffer as well. We have to bring back your good state with the education, the health and the work, you know, just the people for Biafra. And we'll make those Yoruba see this. When you first go to Biafra, we called it the Bite of Bonny because we saw it as beautiful. Bonny means beautiful. It's no longer beautiful. If I had rats in my house, I'm brushing them rats out of my house and I'm fixing up my house. And that right now is what needs to be done. And the Yoruba is a rat. So out goes the rats and comes back the education.
I hope so. Thank you very much. A lot of us don't know that the meaning of Bonny means beautiful people. Because when the Europeans came, they saw how beautiful we were, especially our women, and they called us Bonny, which means beautiful people. That's the meaning of the word Bonny. But a lot of us don't know this. But we'll tell you, because this is Radio Biafra, you hear things you never knew before on this radio station. We have Mazio Keziogo with us from Australia, one of the very staunch supporters of Radio Biafra. Okay, Zia, what have you made, or what do you make, or what do you intend to make of the headlines you're bringing this evening?
Nandi, thank you so much. I couldn't hear Dr. Tegan by when he was speaking, but I have to say something. We are saying this today, a lot of the Igbos, a lot of Biafrans, a lot of the Western people, we call ourselves Christians, and I don't know how we are campaigning for heaven. Even when you don't go to church, I don't know how you can sit and your conscience is happy, you are satisfied in your conscience that you are righteous, you are going to heaven, when you are keeping quiet and people are dying in this way. For the issue of spend, that's why we need a transmitter. That's why we need information for our people at home. So we can educate our people the right way to go and the right way to travel. And that's why we need Biafra. The Biafran people need to go to overseas to study. They need to go to overseas only for government sponsorship programs and training and come back home, not to be drowned in the river and die. And the issue of the man from Yoruba, the senior advocate, I'm sorry for the Igbo people. This is a challenge. That's something we'll say to the Igbo in our language, that but I want to say something. Indirectly, what this man said is happening. When every Igbo, when you ring him, everybody want to say, uncle, how can I get out of... Yeah. When you ring him, everybody is saying, uncle, how can I go out of the country? If every Biafran is flying out of the country, I don't know who is going to remain at home. Maybe it's their older mothers and fathers who remain at home, and indirectly they'll be weak, and it's easy to wipe them away. So what I'm saying this evening is that Biafrans, anywhere you are, I know we have educated people in the church, we have ambassadors, we have a lot of people who can speak, we have rich, honest, good-loving people in Biafra land overseas. Please, How do we get a transmitter? How do we run a special program to get a transmitter, AM, FM transmitter, so that we can educate our young people that this route traveling to the Sahara desert, traveling to the sea, to the Spain, that is not a good route. So that we can begin to educate our people on what to do. Thank you so much, Nandi.
Thank you very, very much. Okay, Zia, thank you very much. And stay where you are. Please stay where you are. We have a caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are. Please lower your radio, turn it off, please, and talk to us via the phone.
Okay, my name is Henry Onyebuchiego.
Henry, go ahead. Please turn your radio off because we can hear it. There's no need. Talk to us via the phone, please.
Okay. Kam tole ko dun na trunsha abalam bona unye basra Biafra.
Thank you.
My own suggestion about Biafra, I want to get with Biafra. I want to get with Biafra. But I'm not going to go with Biafra, Yoruba, rubbish. I don't think that Yoruba and the Hausa were a problem. The problem I face here now, Basra, not a government, governors, na senators, na House of Representatives, and they cannot abuja that place. Oh, wonder our problem. Oh, Yoruba, our problem. Because.
Go ahead.
Yeah, other countries say, more been at Liverpool. So, other countries, since the uprising should be there from other countries, my Syria, Egypt and other countries. Their people, the non government, support Ga, near their people who get. Haneme protest. For this natural referendum, for this natural. Our people, all the poor people non Igbo land, only branch of Biafra. But the non government, governors, senators, House of Rep, because how are you go within the Osa? Umuhana na UK Agaga School, no na US Agaga School. So when you're a poor person no law, but I see after myself, Gabia Mehia Basa Biafra, but I can only about half of police, I did me arrest. So but our people, governors, senators, no House of Rep. Ga support to Ndikuoku Biafra. Biafra ga Biafra ga kata anechi. Because somehow I won't Ndikuoku in Ekuoku in Basra Biafra. But I'm going to abuja that place. Nara Wusego. Bina Asikoro. Bire Biu. Bire Biazu. Sino Basra. I ain't got no one I know.
Thank you. We have to wait for these same corrupt people to come and save us. You can't do anything yourself. You're waiting for people to save you.
Like, ndinke no ulo, no na masobu, woku yeba na Biafra. Enye haka, anye mwe party, no ulo. Oudru election, anye jishike, meka onye ndiri nebata anye Biafra. But I'm a government, not a governor in most state or Abia state or Anambra state, in every state. I hear she can push here, how are going to abuja that place? I've been at it. How are put a quoku? Now, the way you then, over in our mind like that, yes, naturally, if you go, how to read that going with her. But my way, and the good talk we have, one in an hour there. Yawnani, when you're in our village.
Are you conversant with the history of freedom fighting?
Yes.
Are you sure you know what freedom fighting is?
Yes.
When you started, you mentioned about the Arab people, Arab Spring, how they protested. So,
yes.
Did they tell you that the people who are protesting Are they protesting to overthrow the regime, or were they protesting to be part of that regime?
They don't want to be the part of the regime.
So why should we then rely on Nigerian politics to deliver redemption and salvation when that same system is responsible for our problem?
The whole issue there is that our people, the people that eager to get Biafra today, if they gather tomorrow to protest, the government in Igbo land will send the police to arrest them. So a poor person that don't have any money, that don't have anything, police will come and arrest him, and he will stay in the cell. If another person that's so eager again to come out and see that his brother has been arrested and he's been in the police, and they charge him, put him that he's a criminal and this, whereby this person is just protesting for his own freedom. And our people, who are supposed to support the protest of the our people, they just did as if they don't see what is going on.
Thank you. Let me ask you another question. You have answered that one, people have heard what you have said. So what you're telling me, in effect, is that the people that came out at Tahrir Square in Egypt, the people that kicked this whole thing off from Tunisia, from Algeria, all the entire Arab world, and even in Libya and other places, that they are rich people.
They're not rich people.
Exactly.
Those people that came out there, some people, there are people there in the politics as well. They supported them. You know, it's about our people. We are not calling the governors to come out in public and say, yes, they want Biafra. But underground, they want Biafra. They can support us.
Okay.
If you want to protest, everybody wants to protest. They should allow us to protest.
Okay.
They should allow us to have a referendum that we want to be on our own. Not them to send police to come and arrest us.
So do you seriously think, or have you seen anywhere? Do you know South Africa well and freedom fighting in South Africa? You know Nelson Mandela?
I know Nelson Mandela.
Do you know that they were not being arrested, that the police were shooting them even as they were protesting? Do you know that? And they did not stop them. Do you know that they killed Steve Biko, the head of the students' wing of was it ANC in those days? He didn't stop other students from coming out on the streets. Do you know how many people died in America when Martin Luther King was leading the struggle? Do you know he gave his life because of it? Do you know what freedom fighting is? Do you think that freedom fighting is that you sit in your house and wish that something will happen that it will happen? You go and you take it. You go and you take what belongs to you. We don't care if they're coming with fighter jets, aeroplane, whatever thing that they are coming with. We will match them. We will go and take what belongs to us. As I have said before, I will say it again. When the idiot that came to create Nigeria came, Mr. Lugard or whatever his name was.
Yes.
He did not ask for any visa. He didn't come there with any visa. He shot his way in, killed a lot of people, and told us our name is now Nigeria. I am not going to take order from anybody to seek to restore the taken glory of my people. I am not going to seek the permission of any idiot, wherever he or she is, to fight for what I know is right for my people. I am not going to wait for any big man, any politician. I am not going to wait for anybody in Abuja. If you want to be part of this struggle, you become part of it. If you don't understand what freedom fighting is, that's all well and good. But this is Radio Biafra. We don't pontificate on things that are undeliverable. We tell you things that we can do practically. You mentioned MASOP. Have you read the newspapers today?
Pardon?
Have you read the newspapers today? Online. Go and read it. You will see what they are doing. Talking about politics, APC coming into Igbo land. Who will give Igbo people the best thing? That is not freedom fighting, my dear brother. It is not freedom fighting. Some of us are educated. If we are lacking in certain areas, we go back to the library and research. If you go online and you type in freedom fighting, they will tell you how it is done. The way we are doing it back home is not how to do freedom fighting. That is why we have not advanced one single inch. Boko Haram has made more headway in getting a Hausa, Islamic, Sharia country than we have done in 13 years. And that tells you something. That even the kingdom of heaven itself suffered violence. We are not advocating violence, but we must go and take what belongs to us. Thank you, my brother, for calling, and God bless you where you are. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes, doctor, you have heard what you've heard what our brother have had to say. I don't know what your take is on it. We still have OKZ here with us. What do you make of what you've just heard, please?
well, you answered him very well. What I have to tell him, and that's what I think majority of our listeners will concur is, we cannot wait on anybody to come and save us. It is we ourselves, my friend that just made this call, the thousands and millions of Biafran listening all over the world, they are the people who are going to deliver the Biafran people. The people this caller referred to, the politicians in Abuja, the people we call the Igbo politicians, they have failed our people in the first place. They are the reason, the source, why Igboland is the way it is today. They have not done anything in the past. They are not doing anything now, and they will never do anything in future. Therefore, we are not counting on them. They are not part of the Biafran equation. We are going to carry out what we are doing. We will continue what we are doing to get Biafra without them. I'm not even going to say with them, without them. And in fact, we are not going to, they are not going to future anywhere unless we want Biafra to be a replica of Nigeria, what Nigeria is. And then our fight will be in vain. So, my brother, wherever you are, if you think the Igbo politicians in
Doctor,
Abuja...
Doctor, let me take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello?
Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. The whole world is listening to you this evening.
My name is Vincent Okado. I'm calling from Canada.
Vincent Okado from Canada. Canada is waking up. We missed the call from our sister Maureen today, for which we apologize. Please go ahead.
Yes, I also spoke with her earlier in the morning. So, but let me go ahead with my reason for calling.
Yes.
I wanted to give a little response to what Henry Egonu said a while ago. Yeah, for him saying that we have to wait for the Abuja politicians is a defeatist approach, because the political equation now favors them. And if they are to support us in the struggle for Biafra, they will be working against their own selfish interests, and that is not going to happen.
That's correct.
It's going to happen. Because by the time we have Biafra, the corrupt system that has sustained them there in Abuja will be out of the place. And some of them will be reduced to nobodies, and they don't want that in a hurry. So we cannot support them. Rather, we can do without them. That is my short input on that issue raised by Henry Egonu. Thank you, and God bless you in the work you are doing.
Thank you very much, and God bless you too. The wonderful people of Canada, you people are coming on very strong. We are appreciative of it. We are hoping that within the next 5 days you will have your committee ready, set up to be able to do the work that God has himself have asked us to do. That is what we are doing. God bless you. Thank you very much. Okezie, our brother Okezie, Mazu Okezie Ogu, who is a very strong man in this struggle. Anybody who is familiar with the most popular pictures showing Biafrans, both in South Africa and in Australia, we are protests organized and led by the man you're listening to this evening, Mazi Okezie Ogu, who was the host of Radio Biafra in Sydney, Australia, when we traveled to Australia. They asked us to come to Australia, and we did. We saw the Australian government due to the work that they are doing. Please, Okezie, what do you make of what you have been hearing so far, please?
I think Biafrans who have spoken a lot, and this time for action. Action can be physical, action can be financial. What do we do if somebody is going to New York to make such a statement? What do we do? Do we challenge him back? Do we start working together to say what he said is not going to work? In Igboland, we say, in Igboland, people always say, let not what somebody think about you happen. How do we then, because this information we are hearing through Radio Biafra Online, this stream line, live, people at home, the main masses at home, 85% of Biafrans are in Biafra land, they can't get this information. There is no electricity, They don't have smartphones. They don't have computers. They are not getting this information, what this Yoruba man is saying. They are not getting this information, what has happened to the route to Spain. They can't be able to afford a newspaper because they have no good road to go to the townships, to go to the capital cities where they can buy a newspaper. What do we do to make this information reach to them? When we start talking, about what we do to make this information reach them, I personally will be happy. Because when we are in overseas in diaspora, we are talking, and the people at home is not hearing what we are talking. And the stupid poor Biafran groups at home who doesn't have the interest of Biafra is deceiving them. What do we do to make sure, Nandi, the director of Radio Biafra, the editorial board is there, what do we do to make sure this information, this news, reaches to our people, our elderly people, our uneducated brothers and sisters, our frustrated brothers and sisters at home? How do we do to get this information to them? And that is my own the worry. So that they will know the information. They will know what people are saying about us. So maybe they will pray. Maybe they will sacrifice a lamb. Maybe they see what to do. Or maybe they run away before the people come to wipe them out, so that they will decide. Who will decide what to do? Or maybe we all take them over. See, they enter in the ship and we find a way and leave the land for them. So we need our fathers at home. They need to also hear, so that all of us will speak with one voice, not all us all overseas.
Yes, what you said is correct. But at the same time, the difficulty that some of us are having is how you persuade people who don't want to be persuaded. You know, sometimes there are some sayings in our place. What we want to do is to lift our people. We don't want to dampen their spirits. After all, there are the likes of you. Moses Nwigwe is there. Our sister Nena is there. Maureen is there. There are a lot of them. The people who are actually making us grow exponentially on Facebook, they're all there. I think somebody put their names up today. People are working very, very hard. The editorial board is there, working very hard. So there is a remnant of hope. We are hoping that out of the 50 so-called million of us all over the world, that we'll be able to find at least 100. That's all we're asking for. Only 100 people.
I want to tell you something. Monday, that's something I want to tell you. Every day I spend like money calling home. A lot of people at home in Biafra land don't know that something is happening. They don't even know there's a civil war in Nigeria. When we talk about the issue of transmitter, when we talk about the issue of satellite, when we talk about the FM transmitter, when we talk about the printing of newspaper at home, this information are important. You know, because the Biafran people feel the information that is important is to send MoneyGram home, to send RIA, to send the Western Union home. This in our information, so that our people at home can be in tune, can be in line with what is happening. Most of them are not in Facebook. How do they get the Facebook? My uncle at the village does not know what Facebook are. Even if he knows, there's no electricity. What do we do to make them get information? That's what I'm asking.
Yes, what we can do is to do it is to ask for help. I think as at today, I can tell you that out of the 28,000 initially pledged for the earmarked for the transmitter, that's just for the transmitter alone. If you're talking about us also going on satellite and all other places, then it will take quite a lot, significantly more than that, closer to the future.
But the question I'm asking, Biafrans, the Igbos, the Shikori people, the Anam people all over the world, both in Nigeria itself, in Biafra land, Biafran friends, in the Facebook everywhere. We are talking about many millions of people in Facebook. If these people in Facebook can volunteer $1, even people can go on shaving of their hair to make sure if Biafrans are ready today, we can get the transmitter working by July. It's quite emotional when our people are drowning the sea. And as I'm telling you now, a lot of people, maybe people are collecting money from them, putting them in the sea again. They don't know that the people that went in died, because nobody is getting this information to them. It's quite emotional that one person is saying he's going to wipe the whole of the Igbos out, the Biafran. It's quite emotional to me. I know how I'm feeling when people say it's going to die. Everybody calls a police. When people say you are going to die, it's a threat. Whether it's a physical or a threat or anywhere, it's a form of aggression, it's a threat. When people said, if you continue, I'm going to wipe you away. What are we doing? If you come today and you tell me, okay, Zia, I mean, you're going to kill me. In this Australia, I will call the police for you to charge you. But now somebody is standing and saying he's going to wipe the million people away. And nobody is saying anything. And we fold their hands and we are calling Nana Radio Biafra doing a good job. For how many years? Since 2009. What are we doing? Are we going to wait on BLA Human Rights Initiative alone? They are doing their own bit. And we should do our own bit also. That's what I have to say.
Thank you very, very much. Maybe we need to dedicate a day or two, or maybe even three, to fundraising for this thing. And I will tell you, one of the difficulties that that a lot of people are encountering when you talk about information deficiency, people don't know what is happening. You see, that is why sometimes when I tell people that we go to school, we don't utilize what we study in school, people misunderstand me. How can you go to school? They say knowledge is power. It is in the book. They have written it. Knowledge is power. That means, if you want to empower somebody, give them knowledge. That's the meaning of it. In very simple terms, it is simple. Knowledge is power. Give somebody knowledge and they have power. And the reason why we are perishing back home, our people are dying, drowning in the sea, is because they lack the very basic information. As you have just said, okay, they don't have the information. How do you get the information to them? It is through transmission. It is through relaying news via, it could be newspaper, it could be via the satellite, using a set-top box, or it can be radio. That is how to do it. If you do it, you will fire your people up, and rather than having an army of listeners who are privileged in the outside world, who can listen to Radio Biafra broadcast, come on stream via the internet, everybody will listen to it. How do they know in Imo State that Rochas Okorocha is a wasted piece of space? How would they know that Peter Obi killed the people at Ezu River or gave the order to shoot at site? If you go to an
internet, they don't know
these things. Our people don't know.
They don't know these things. It's only the poor people, the populace of Biafrans doesn't know internet. They don't go to, where is electricity? I was at home for 3 months. I was at home. I used KK. I went everywhere. You can't even get a network in the village where you are. How do they know? And when we talk about the phone, now they have cut the telephone system from the northern Nigeria where the war is going on. How would they know? The outside people listen to the BBC. They have their small radios. The Yoruba people control the media. The only source of information is Radio Biafra Online. Our people, you see, one thing I have to say, when you come to the Western world, when there is a riot, a protest, they go to protect where their properties are, the important places. They protect their burial grounds. Even in the Bible, the place Christ was supposed to be buried was protected. Now, Igbos, Biafrans, they don't want to protect their ancestral land. They don't want to protect their property. We are building these houses at home. We are sending money to our families. We are buying land. We are marrying. We are doing things. But we are not sure who is next. Look at the type of weapons they are getting from Nigeria. A flight that might be going to where it can be shot from the air. Who is next?
Nobody knows. Nobody knows.
When I'm speaking the truth, I don't care the type of English I'm speaking. I want the information. Who is next? You might think you are in America, you might think you are in Australia, you might think you are eating, you are enjoying, I don't care, when I come, the road is so bad, I can fly on the air. Boom! They put it, the plane come down. Who cares about you? Who is next? If Hausa people should come supporting the Boko Haram, who are in government, Yoruba people are saying they're going to wipe us away. Who is next? Indirectly, they're wiping us away. When we can't do what we're supposed to do, they wipe us away. Because when you're a man, you're no more a man in your family, they will come there and take a child. You don't even come with your knife and say, who is knocking on the door? You are running under the bed with your wife and children. They are asking Papa, why are you running? Papa, open the door. You say, oh, child, open. Indirectly, they wipe us away when we can't talk. I think Radio Biafra is doing the best they can do, and they can do all for us. What do we do to get this information disseminated to our people? What do we do if we can run a special program for information so that our people can hear that people are dying in Spain? Our people can hear that they are going to be wiped away. Maybe they will continue to fast and pray, because we pray a lot. We are pastors, we are churches everywhere, or they can sacrifice the lamb or cow to make sure we don't get to be wiped away. Thank you, Nand. I'm still on the line.
Thank you very, very much, and thank you, and remain where you are, please. Carol, you can see what we're going through before, because we need to go and take as many calls as possible. But before we do so, let us remind our esteemed listeners all over the world, people that we care about and love so dearly, and for whom we are going to get Biafra, and also to fulfill the promise that God himself made to his children, we are going to get Biafra. Do not be disheartened. All we are asking you to do is to be armed with the necessary information to enable you understand the scale of the task ahead. We are not saying all these things because we feel that the task at hand is insurmountable. No, it is not. We are going to overcome it. Before we go into anything, there is always a solution. We have done greater things in our lives, and we're even going to get Biafra, which is the ultimate. Freedom is the ultimate. It is coming nearly to 4 minutes past the hour of 8 p.m. here in London. I'm Nnamdi Kanu once again, and I have him in the studio, Carol Monday. Also, we have with us Dr. Chukwuma Egemma, and also Okezie Ugu, who's joined us from Australia this evening. Please, Carol, what do you make of it? Because we don't want to be going through this thing all the time. Our people may get slightly worried, a bit scared. That was why I said previously that rather than asking everybody to do something, the best thing for us to do will be to identify 30 people to say to them, or to 40 people, or to say to them, this is what we want to do. We want £1,000 from each person. Let's close this case once and for all, because we can't be pleading with our people to contribute. It is not in their nature to do that. We don't want to be, but you see, that we must get the balance right. That is why most groups, including MASOP, derailed. Sometimes I tend to forgive MASOP in the sense that we frustrated them into derailing. When you're explaining to our people who can, not that they cannot, when explaining to them that you need to help this very initiative, they slacken. And people who are weak, they go to the enemy, and the enemy buy them over. That's what's happened to MASOP. So we are all guilty of it, for not helping at the right time. How do we get how do we get this information we are relaying to the poorest people where we come from, so we can tell them to stop asking their children to go through Sahara Desert to come to Europe? We don't even know the families. Now, can you imagine somebody growing old, a woman growing up, and she will not know if the son is dead or alive until the day she dies? Or a man growing old, thinking that Ikenna that said he's going abroad, Ikenna is now dead. Nobody knows where Ikenna is. They don't know if Ikenna is coming. Or there is no closure. There is no finality. The body has been eaten by wild creatures in the sea of Mediterranean. They are no more. They are gone. And you know that you could have stopped such things from happening, and you did nothing. You are not a human being. That is why sometimes Europeans are better than Africans. A European can see an African child crying on the television. The Europeans organized the Band Aid for Ethiopia to help Ethiopians to come out of famine. Other Africans were there looting the treasury. They were stealing money and bringing it to Switzerland. I don't know what is in our heart, the type of stone and wickedness we have in our heart, that it is not touching you, that people are not receiving the information back home that will enable them make life-saving decisions to ask their children, please do not go to Spain through Sahara Desert, you will die. That is what we're asking you to do. Even if you don't believe in Biafra, even if you don't have the stomach to come out to support Biafra, can't you save the lives of our people that are being lost every blessed day trying to come out? through the very difficult means, please.
I think that, you know, the Christians, they keep preaching about wisdom. Wisdom is the key, you know, knowledge. We need this transmitter. We also need to be sending radios home and these things. But these things won't happen unless these 100 people can step forward. I'm doing everything that I can and promoting you, but I cannot do it alone. You need to come forward now, these strong people, because your time is running out. They're making you wait. This is Nigeria's plan, you know. This is what they want, because they know the time is up. 2014, their tenancy's up. 2015, elections are up. Your time is running out. If you do not do it now, it won't be done. The 100 people, strong people who can put £1,000 in a month for that transmitter have to step forward and say, look, I can do this for my people. Because I'm not afraid to die. I scare men. I scare even my children. And you people are afraid. It's like I have to come down there and tell you not to be afraid. There is people there that can help. They must come out and support this.
That is what we're asking for. That is what we're
praying. It's making me mad. I'm sorry.
It's terrible. That is what we are faced with. But that is the nature that we have. We are not going to change it.
But you're running out of time. Time is going. This is the whole Nigeria's plan. They are stalling you in every way they can. You go to court in Nigeria, it's adjourn, adjourn, adjourn. You want to go to your lawyers, it's wait. Wait for what? Because they're waiting for your time to run out. Because they know what's coming up. And we have to get the voice of the people now. Not tomorrow. Not the 8th of June. 9th of June. Today it has to be done. And if you don't do it now, you might as well take a gun down to your family and shoot them in the head. And let their misery over with. Either do this or don't do it.
I hope they'll be able to understand. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us, even Carol himself, we sometimes even struggle to hear her speak. If she's raising her voice, then there is something wrong, because it must touch us. I don't know. I feel it myself because our people are dying. I don't know why other people cannot feel the same thing. We have the capability to stop all these things from happening. Why are we not stopping them from happening is what I do not quite understand myself. Why we are allowing people that we are better than to be controlling us is beyond me. We know it is going to be slightly difficult to get over this hurdle, but please, please, please do persevere with us. We are going to get there in good time. Dr. Egemba has been waiting very patiently. He has been waiting to try to join us. And Doctor, what do you make of what you have heard so far, especially what Okezie is saying?
Yes, okay, yeah, absolutely. I'm absolutely support of what he said. And everything we are saying, if we have to repeat it 1 million times, we will do until we get the message across. You see, what is happening to us everywhere is because of the sorry state of things back home. Now, for how long will our people continue to perish without stress? Now, all of a sudden, just as you said, parents, relations, friends will be waiting for their friends to reach their destination, maybe inform them whether they have arrived, that they have arrived, which is no more. When you arrive to a destination, you will inform your loved ones that I have arrived. Now, then the struggle continues. But now, these people did not even get to their destination. They will not even have body. They will not even know. There will be no closure. Because we don't know the information that they've drowned. The identity of the people who drowned, nobody knows who they are. They may not be found. They may not be found in intact. Even those found intact and there's no identification, so they will be buried, and that's it. We will continue forever and ever and ever looking for, waiting for news about your relations. You will not. This is why we are doing what we are doing and calling attention of our people. By the way,
yes, doctor, let us stay and take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype. The caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, please give us your name and where you are.
My name is Ifan. I'm calling from Germany.
Ifan, you're from Germany. Go ahead. The whole world is listening to you this evening.
I want to thank you for the good job you are doing.
Thank you very much.
I want to contribute something about those people who are coming through SWIFT to Spain.
Yes.
I'm one of those people who came through Spain to
So you're one of them. You survived.
Yeah, I left Nigeria when I was 17 years because I was running out from Nigeria because of the problems in Nigeria, you know. And I left Nigeria since 1998, you know. And since 1998, now I'm still in Germany. I never see my parents, never see my brothers and sisters, and I never see anybody from my place till now, you know. So
since 1998, you have not seen your parents, you've not seen your brothers, your sisters up until today.
Yeah, and that time I was 17 years. I was the youngest in the room, you know. I was the youngest guy in the room during this time, you know. And my mother was 36 years that time, and my mother is 52 years, and my last born was 7 years, and now my last born is she's 24 years, and now she graduated from university. Up to now, if I saw them on the street, I'll never know that it's them, you know. I only talk with them on telephone and all this kind of things, you know. So what I'm trying to say is because of the condition of our people in Africa, in Nigeria, is because of our condition. I didn't have opportunity to even to go to school or to do anything, you know. Even the little English I'm speaking now is just because of the English I learned in the street or this kind of things, you know. So you see, the condition of our people in Nigeria is really terrible. It's really terrible, and there's a lot of in the world there's a lot of dead people, our people dead in desert, and our people dead in the high sea. During this 2000, we left Morocco to Spain. The first boat to left before us. All of them did. We was 36 people in each boat. The boat is very very small, and one boat contained 36 people. And in this night there was 3 boats left to Spain, and all of them died in the sea before us. We know that they are dead, but because we don't have anything to do, and because we don't have any hope if we go back to Nigeria. So it's better to die in the sea and to go back and continue the suffering. So that's why we know that people are dying, and we know that some people are surviving. Then we say, okay, let us try. It's better than to die in the sea than to remain in Nigeria, you know. So, you know, the story is long, but I just want to make it short like this to tell people that it's really, it's not rumor, it's not joke, it's not anything, it's real.
Thank you very much. I feel the pain of all those people, and it's a shame you have not seen your family since 1998. You don't know what is happening. I hope that when we get Biafra, you'll be able to find the way to your village, because it's very, very sad. That is what is happening to us. We are a lost tribe indeed. We are lost in every way. We are rudderless, as they would say. Our compass is reading haywire. We are going to places where we are not wanted. We are second-class citizens where they claim we come from. We have to struggle to go out. Every manner of evil is being visited upon us. And that is why we are on the air asking God to have mercy, asking the good Lord in heaven to please have mercy on us, whatever crime we may have committed, whatever sin our ancestors, whoever it is that brought this thing on our head, we are asking God to please forgive us. If not for any other thing, for the sake of our children and those unborn, we are asking him to have mercy this evening, because our suffering is too much, the pain is unbearable, and we don't want to keep lamenting. We want to do something about it. We want brave men to step forward to enable us to take this fight to the enemy, to enable us to do what is right, so that redemption can come to our people, that we may go home and see the land of our ancestors, that we may go home and be free once again. Thank you for calling us. Thank you very, very much. Carol, you can see what we are going through as a people.
Yeah, and I understood that he's the English. He's learned off the street. It was very good I think, you know, he's nice for him to speak English for me, but if we could have heard it in his language, I think it would have been clearer. But he's saying that so many people, he was there and witnessing it, that people died in the boats.
Yeah, three
they
boats
drowned while he was trying to get out. He himself is watching his brother, his kin die in these boats. So this is happening, this is real, and this is what we need to do so that the brothers like this can get in touch with their family. I mean, there's messages on today, Facebook, that this young gentleman's been lost, gone missing.
Maybe that's what happened to him, who knows?
That's what I crossed my mind, the same thing. This is why we need to bring people together through your media so that we can find the lost. And find, you know, and to stop this as well.
Yes, we even have some of the writers on Facebook, because if you're not on Facebook, we advise you to go and join us on Facebook and also bring your friends with you. We know that our people, they want to be, some of them want to be lied to. Etora Hashi, if you bend the truth, maybe they will come. No, at Radio Biafra, we'll tell you the truth the way it is. If you don't like it, very tough. We'll continue to manage until somehow we break through. But your name will not be remembered. If you listen to Radio Biafra and you did not help the people back home to be free, you didn't help them to receive the news, you didn't stop people from dying, then you are not one of us. You are a plastic Biafran, you're not the real stuff. If you can't help this enterprise and you don't, how can we go into battle with you? If you cannot do what you can to support what we are doing, how then do you want us to be able to take care of your interest? Our sister is writing on Facebook, as I'm reading in front of me, that maybe that Radio Biafra should consider declaring a global fasting day for all Biafrans. So before the protest that we are planning, we want to have the protest. The date is going to be set, but tentatively we think it's around September of this year. We cannot have this worldwide protest unless the people back home can get this information. If we don't have a transmitter transmitting to our people back home to understand what we are going through abroad, to let our people know that we have some brothers in Germany since 1998, they have not seen their parents, to let them know that our people are drowning in the sea, they will never come back again. Some of us may be able to go back, but they are no longer going to go back. They are dead. They are dead, running away from evil. And we have the opportunity and the chance to do something, and you're telling me we cannot do it? What type of people are we? Let's go and take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello, good evening. My name is Kingsley. I'm calling from Morocco.
Kingsley from Morocco. The world is listening to you. Go ahead.
Yes, I really want to contribute. You know, this issue of getting this transmitter, I think, is very, very important. Because our people back there at home need to know.
Kingsley, can you turn your radio off, please? Can you turn it off and speak to us via Skype, please? Turn it off.
Very well.
Thank you.
Okay. You know, our people back there in Nigeria, they really need to know what is happening, and they really need to be informed.
Yes.
Here in Morocco, our people go home to Nigeria to deceive innocent children, innocent world that doesn't know anything. To come here, that going to Europe is easier from this place. They will transport them from the Sahara Desert. Most of them will die on the way. They will get to this place, and some of them, while crossing, they will be drowned on the sea because they are not informed. They were not. They don't know what is actually happening here. If we have the transmitter, this kind of thing, as we are saying it now, they will be hearing it back there at home. They will not risk inherit coming to this place, but they don't know. How would they know? Because there's no means of communicating to them. But when they come here ignorantly, they will see what is happening. Most of them, they are here doing nothing. And when they try to cross over, that our sister, Lady Bianca, that is there in Europe, that is the ambassador there in Europe, in Spain, I read on net where she says she's sorry about the death that happened on the sea. Why would she be sorry? When people try to cross over, she will send a document that these people should be deported back home, knowing that Nigeria, at that zoo called Nigeria, what is happening there? People are dying, suffering there. And what, just that our brother in them that just spoke now, that left Nigeria for long, we have not gone back home because of the problem at home. He came out, okay, paraventure, when he succeeded, that he was deported. Our sister, being our own sister, will be there in Spain, signing a document that these are our people that tried to cross over, that they should be deported, and the European Union will pay money on individuals' head. This is what people don't know. We need to say it out. They pay money for those that have been deported. Some of these francophones, anglophones, that crosses over, the ambassador will sign to them that since they took the risk of crossing over, they should set them free. But our own sister will be there, sign a document that our people should be deported. What a mess!
Is that what she's doing? Is that what she's doing?
Exactly. Because as soon as you mention you're from Nigeria, forget it, you're deported back home. Most of our brothers, most Biafrans that crossed over, most of them that they were giving paper did not claim Nigeria. You can investigate this, I'm telling you this evening. Most of them did not claim Nigeria. If you claim Nigeria, you'll be deported. Courtesy of our, because if a deportation paper is being given, they will take it to the ambassador to sign first before they'll be deported. Her signature must be there before deportation. And she will endorse that they should be deported. Why come she's now crying that people are dying on the sea? When they cross over, she will deport them. And these people will go to that country called Nigeria, that zoo called Nigeria. They will face the, just like one person want to say he will wipe away all the Biafrans, which he's talking brash. And when people try to run out, our sister will send them back home. So I think well-meaning people should do something about this transmitting station so that our people back there in Nigeria will get to know the real thing that is happening in this Morocco. How people is been going to Nigeria to deceive our young ones. You will see person under 18, 12 years old, 16 years old coming out on the street, coming out of the route that is going to Europe because they don't know what is happening.
It's terrible, my brother. Stay where you are. Let's take this call. Stay where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Hello? The caller on the phone.
Because,
give us your name. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Edom, Italy.
Yeah, go ahead.
One lady, that is 2 days ago, somebody suggested, and I'm saying, everybody. There is nobody who never heard from me. That they should not come to Europe. But they think that never na glory day. All of them na yoko. And the that is na this YouTube. They don't want to hear.
What you're saying is correct, but what do we do? That is the problem, is what do we do? That is why we want to be Biafra. But why are we reluctant to support something of this magnitude? To help us stop Mwakanyi from dying. Why is it difficult? I don't understand.
Okay. Another suggestion again, because many people, all of them, thousands of them are listening inside. They just keep quiet because na half anya bada anya bela no obodo anya bela no obodo no obodo chukwu. So he feel is there no one dey home. But na me kwukwan so no onwe kai ga see we make no a little time. That is abugodo not 10 minutes more, 30 minutes. Getting here na this is radio no public. That is etu o si abuhadia no do no ulo won onye ga say eme break no ga ha ulo olu ulo ka ombregba na akudu ya na nti because ekwe na computer ba ha na pretend that na ha no here ikwe na ahu.
Yes, that's true.
This is my own suggestion. That is a very little one, and this will help us. That is oburuzie that ni sine na akuka ka ha sine ha na akuka ekle maria ha juputa na glass ya. Ha na akuka then ibia hu ana aku na na egbu munne gi ga ba nkete I na ejuzu ama no because guchapu kwa italo kachara ba weekend no wa ha na achusi mda mad no oro two time obunu nu ga nu junu ga hu millions of people are sacked from the road company. So ihe mu ana akwa kitabu megodu no check ye no mo nwure ka ga si me ti ni na radio. Because on a bonyo dere mwana ha mano undozo no na jo hanjo na ha no na njo ti edinu ni na this television eje ha jeje no na eri ni ana he egedina ha nta at least 10 minutes no maka ndi na wa wa
awon ge kai je me on efu ego ani ga nga meet ndi tv ani ahun be ani agba hun gba wo ndo wuzi ogo won ani ahun be ego wo me radio Biafra wuzi tv ka ge merit on na ndi e ba ni chuka ga mani o wi ha mere. Our people must understand this.
This is the reason why every Igbo leader, with the exception of Chekwasa Okori, I can vouch for him. Maybe there are other people who don't know their names. Every Igbo leader has betrayed Igbo people. Our people need to ask themselves, why is that the case? Is it that all the leaders we have produced are bad people, or are we forcing them to be bad? Look at what we are faced with here. We are faced with two choices. It's either people support us and we remain and do what we have promised we are going to do, or we close down. Or the alternative is to go and meet the enemy. What they want us to do is to go and meet corrupt politicians, and in the process we become corrupt ourselves. Una Ainekuzoku Biafra will tell you, oh, please forget about it. There's another way. Our people force our leaders to be bad. Our people don't understand charity and magnanimity. How Mbakwe managed to build the Mustete Port, I don't know how he did it. I don't know how. Because I'm wondering, is it still the same people? Kawundiozo? I don't know.
Ndị be anyị gbara wicked too much. Ndị Igbo kachara gba wicked. Ahụ be mu achọ m anamas oyibo. Biko ndị Igbo gbagidere mu wicked and ọ bụrụ na ha na-anwụ, ọ bụ Chineke ka na-eme ihe ha. Because onwe ihe ọbụla nsine na azụ Chineke. Nga anyị nwụrụ afọ ọjọọ ihe na-egbu anyị ha. So ọ bụrụ na ha achọghọ unu okwu unu maka okwu ahụ nụrụ from one white lady suggest nọ sị ladies ọ bụ na ha nwere ike ikwugodi nnọọ 20 euro I mean 20 guinea pounds nwakọtọ gịnị ụmụ nwanyị niile nụ that is ọ bụ na ha enwe ike ime that sacrifice ka a mara ihe ọ bụ na ha ga-eme ka emegodu nke ahụ first.
Okay then, thank you very much. We'll try that and see what is going to happen. Maybe women will come to save us again. But as you said, our wickedness is astonishing. I'm telling you,
our wickedness is very wicked. Bye.
Thank you very much. Bye. This is Radio Biafra. Let's go and take the caller on Skype. Give us your name, please, and where you are.
My name is Obiora Nama.
Yes. And where are you calling from?
From the Dakar, Senegal.
Go ahead.
Yes, please. I want you to change this line and. This is my new line for the leader in Senegal, because the old line I'm not using the old line anymore. Do you understand?
Are you with us on Facebook? Have you come to Facebook? Are you with us on Facebook?
Yes, I'm on Facebook.
Did you see the message that was posted today that if you are on Skype to send your telephone number? Did you see the message?
Yes, I saw the message and I write my telephone number below the message.
That is wonderful.
But I don't know if you have gotten the message.
You will get it if it's on Skype. We will get it because we are moving ahead to finalize everything to do with the worldwide demonstration. So we are firming things up. That is why we want everybody to be on Facebook. We are not foolish. When we ask people to do something, they should try and do it. But unless they are saying that what we have now, that they are hiding. You know, some of us are cowards. Maybe we are hiding. We don't want to come out to do
anything. No, we are not cowards. Okay,
that's very good. I'm happy to hear that. But what I must make abundantly clear to everybody is, if you see an instruction or hear an instruction from us, just to do exactly what we said. We said send your telephone number via Skype. We will we'll confirm who you are.
I have already sent it.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you. Make sure we know that Senegal is almost ready, if not even over ready. But make sure that
yes.
You are intact. That is what we want to see, okay?
Yes. What I want to say again is that I have been listening to the radio, and sometimes some people will refuse to call. And immediately they have someone saying something or bringing his own contribution, because we need to be one of us and I will show you the so only when you see a woman in fact I don't put you every day for the molecule but they will keep it quiet no they want to talk and then maybe somebody say something they begin to blame the person or even accuse the baby as something a person that life is not good. Sometimes somebody may not know something and the person may say as he feel and as he understand you know the reason why everybody will have a phone maybe a person the person number and I have the person being so such a life we must take correction on such a life I don't know in Africa.
Because
there was one man in Abuja and in my Emma somebody in the Anambra state I'm not going to say but I was Anambra before in the Anambra we know we just a title people they take. People say they can live anywhere. So I don't see reason. Why are people here? Can man of course not. Because there is some government. But then people want to change the open. They want to buy. So go buy. Buy a car. Only can buy. Then all get a car. Only can buy. Only can buy. Question. Is it a good thing? No, it's a good thing. So I want to humble.
I'm going to go to the house.
Yes. Yes, I'm talking about the man that called from Abuja.
Yeah, but you,
and the lights up.
Yeah,
yes,
you can understand what he's saying because he is taking advantage of the system. Maybe this man in Abuja knows Emeka Maduka. That is his name. He said his own name, whatever that. I've never heard of that such title before.
Yes.
What he is doing is the classic self-preservation. What that man is doing in Abuja is what most of us are doing in Europe, in America, in Asia. There's no difference. Your people are dying. We have sat down before. We've analyzed this problem. Anya say, "Obogene kanyi geme anyime anya anyomike ganihu." What is it that if we do it, we'll be able to stop the needless dying of our people? We said it's to go and get Biafra. How do you get Biafra?
Yes.
We said because if we energize our people, if we give them knowledge, if we arm them with the right tools, we can overthrow this nonsense, decrepit regime that we have back home. In the shape of governors, we can take over our land. How do we intend to go? Let us put it this way: we want to have a worldwide protest, and we protest in Japan, in Australia, in everywhere in the world, up to America. And people don't
in the Senegal,
in Senegal, and people back home don't know about it. Is this what have you done then?
Yes,
what have you done? It's a very simple question. How? The question is HOW, those who are reluctant to support this initiative, how do you want us to save ourselves? Come and tell us. You cannot be in your house making money, taking care of your wife and two or three children you have in Europe, and telling us, "Oh, go and meet somebody somewhere. Go and meet that person, that place." What have you? Go on the morning again. What have you done yourself? You are the one killing the people.
I am myself.
You are the one causing the problem.
I'm trying my best. You know, I'm not to them. So what is it that this slogan, the freedom is sure. And these people back home who does not support us, I believe we kind of will support because we kind of see how serious and when they see improve. When I open a like even for Anya, when they begin to see improvement in what is happening, that is the very important value of the transmission that we go to Abbas and the panic that this message. Because in the country, Abbas is the pastor and the prophet, but the man of God is the agent of Nigeria. And the government connects and the most of problem I want to go there. Because most of problem I want to go, most of problem I want to go there, and the people and the pastors and the so on. There most of problem because now you watch the people of Israel. The way one of us are going to visit the prophets.
But most of listen, we are not interested in theory anymore. It is practical. What are we going to do? Everybody have heard the theory. What are we going to do? What is the problem?
Where argument I did when you start, what argument I did when this this strong. So everything you could plan. So some of those plans are for when you say it, then we put it in New York.
The plan is to get a transmitter to relay our signal via satellite and to get a printing press. If you have a printing press in Senegal, we'll come and take it and deliver it back home and start work. Our people are listening. They think when people call and say, you know, sometimes you know we are very sensible people, and you are Konuche. Okay. Sometimes we think to ourselves that there is no way Radio Biafra can be listened to by millions of people. That out of that million, maybe up to 1,000 will do something. They are waiting for somebody else to do it, but nobody is doing anything. Everybody is waiting for somebody else to do something. So are you telling me that when we begin to get close there, that we will listen to people who will come and say, "Oh, let us join. I was calling on the phone. Don't you remember me? I was on Facebook," and then we'll listen to you? No, we'll not listen to you. We can never listen to you because we don't want time wasters. Thank you very much, and God bless you where you are. Let us go and take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
It's Michael Okafor from Madrid, Spain.
Michael Okafor from Madrid in Spain. Go ahead. The world is listening.
Please, it's the same issue. I'm still in one issue I've been asking of about how to connect these people that are here in Spain. So I've been sending messages to make sure that I locate these people first. And I never see anyone. No one called me and I don't know if I can get their number to call them.
I sent your that was France yesterday. This is Spain. We have people in Barcelona, so we are told that we have people in Madrid, like yourself, and in Valencia. Who are these people?
Facebook. I'm not getting them on. I'm not seeing none of them the number. So I need to get their number so that I can call them. We can be communicating. I can add them in my Skype, so we can be talking. Let's just know what next to do, because here now I have nobody. It's only that I know that they are here, they're there, but no one I'm communicating with.
Okay. So I don't know. Okay. Are you on Skype?
I'm not on Skype now. I'm not on my way. I'm going to my house. I just called.
No, not now. I said, do you have a Skype account?
Yeah, I have a Skype. Yeah.
Go and open it. If you have it, go there and send us your number. We can see it. But send us your number on Skype and you say from Spain. We can see where you come from so that we can get it, verify it, and then send it to other people who are also on Skype. That's what we are saying. That is what you need to do. It is there on Facebook. That is why we keep saying, come and join us on Radio Biafra Facebook page. That is what we mean by come and join us. Come to Radio Biafra Facebook page and join us. Thank you very much for calling and God bless you. Do what we've asked you to do. We'll connect you with your brothers. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you come. Oh, no, they've gone. Dr. Gemba is still there, I presume. Doctor, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, please go ahead. From what you have heard, what do you make of it?
Well, I am really, really distraught with the story from our brother in Germany. As a matter of fact, it was the grace of God that saved myself and family, because my nephew traveled on land to Libya, you know, through the Sahara.
Yes.
And for one, and he managed to use the same goods to come back alive. So it was very, very something. I understand what this guy is talking about. Our people have stories, those who perish in the Sahara, those who perish in the sea. And this is the type of story. The irony of the whole thing is that people talking about the Igbo politicians, they don't hear this type of story. They don't, even they, if they see it in the paper, they will not read. If they see, hear it, they will look the other way. It doesn't touch them at all. Like the other day, our guy was talking, one of our listeners was talking and crying on the phone. Look at the story today. This guy, there's no human being, born of woman, that will have blood and water running through their system that will not be touched by this story. Is it by choice? Now, if I'm using the word if, because
hello, good evening.
Engineer Madden Innocent. It's Balabia Pranapo.
The leader of Belier Human Rights Initiative. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
My brother, I'm happy for what people are doing in Radio Biafra London. But unfortunately, we're no longer getting clear here in Nigeria, Balabia Pranapo. So what are we, they have been bugging me, the members of the Human Rights Initiative, and I've been telling them to go through internet and listen to the news. So what are we expecting? When are you going to be broadcasting live in our better land?
It depends on you are the president of Belier, you know what is happening. Your brothers and your sisters are listening, over 2 million of them all over the world this very minute. Use this opportunity you have on air to tell them the need to bring information closer to you people at home. Closer to you people at home fighting this struggle. I don't know where this level of wickedness and the hatred is coming from. Why do we hate ourselves? We need to send information back home. Why don't they want to come out to support this buying? Let them buy us transmitter, Bicom.
If you don't want to contribute, go and buy a transmitter. Tell Radio Biafra transmitter is here. We'll come and take it. Where is this wickedness coming from? Why are they quiet?
My brother Nandi, take it easy. You are talking to people who are pressed the war. You are talking to people who have been misled severally. You are talking to the people who have been systematically been sent to their grave gradually. It's the issue of even to provide food with lunch and meal is a very difficult thing for the different people in Nigeria. And you know that for such a long time we've been even under this condition. They are not wicked, and you understand it with me that when we say that after it's the effect of after the war is more than the war itself. You don't know that the war has serious effect on the different people. So, by God's grace, what I'm trying to say, what you have to do is to try for today, from this moment, all I have to organize all of them so that we can now start looking for a way to make sure we get that transmitter that will now send information, because information is important. But they are not getting in here, and they're being disturbed. They will even want to hear the news, but when they tell them what to do to make sure that the news is constant, they will slack because of what is said before. That is it.
Okay, thank you very much. We have taken on board what you have said. That is the president of Bilie Human Rights Initiative. We are going to court. Is our court still ready on the 25th?
Definitely, 25th is going to be the big day. All of us will march to the court premises. No vehicle, no taxi. We are going to walk down to the court on 25th of June.
Thank you very much.
By God's grace, we are going to come back home literally.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. We are grateful. Continue the good work you and your team are doing. Bilie is the standard bearers of this flag back home. We are proud of what you people are doing. We are proud of what our solicitors, our attorneys, our lawyers are doing. People don't know that these things are costing money. How many people have called you from abroad to say, take this and help and help with what you're going through? Anybody?
Nobody.
Incredible. Incredible, incredible, incredible. Yeah, our office is at number 90 Wedra Road, Owerri. People, when you go home, somebody came today on Facebook and was asking one of our administrators, oh, where can we find Radio Biafra? We gave them the address to say, come, let's do program. So when you go back to Sweden or is it Norway, you can tell them what you saw. In London, we are not hiding. Do you want one of us to, do you want me to crucify myself? Before you know, we are serious about what we're talking about. Oh, incredible. Thank you very much for calling, Mr. President.
Yeah, let me give you this advice that everything works for good for those who love God. There is time for everything. We've already started, and we know that it has not been long. It's good to be being on again. And it's not been long. Believe that it has started being functional and started doing what others never did before. See, everything is time. Because the good works you're doing, but God must surely provide the fund to which you have to run the particular Radio Biafra for a long time. Because it's very, very important. Because we enjoy, when we listen to Radio Biafra for London, we have hope. So don't be, bothered about people. Cash account, when people will not be begging for us to put it in sponsor Radio Biafra for London. So continue the good works of God.
Thank you very much. Thank you, and God bless you. Our brother has been waiting for a very long time. He's been waiting and waiting. He has finally made it. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are. Turn your system down. Please turn it off.
Hello, Nande.
Yes, go ahead. The world is listening. Turn your system off. The world is listening to you.
It's off now. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
It's Samson here speaking.
Samson, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Northern Ireland, UK.
From Northern Ireland in the UK. Go ahead.
I lived in Italy, in Padua, and I know there are thousands of Biafrans there.
Yes.
And they have Igbo meetings. So I've tried to ring some of them, and some of them they don't have the information of what's going on. Could you please, if it is possible, I don't know, put something with a Radio Biafra letterhead on a note. And send it to me. I will send it across to the meetings over there. I know they will raise some money as quickly as possible if the message is being passed across to them very quickly via letter. If it is possible, you can do that. That would be okay. The second thing I want to share is that on Ben's TV, that is this Ibamaka something, is it coming from you or another group of people?
on Ben TV, Izibamaka is our people as well. We like what Izibamaka is doing. We support what Izibamaka is doing. Izibamaka is very good. Yes, we like them and we support them. Yes.
Oh, that's fine. I just want to verify from you.
Yes.
Because I don't want us to disintegrate, you see.
No. We love what Ibama. If you go to the Facebook page of Radio Biafra, Ibamaka members there is over 1,000. We are together. Anybody doing anything positive to advance our people, we support that person. As long as you're not a criminal, you're not stealing, you're not lying, you're not cheating. Despite our difficulty, despite our pain, Radio Biafra will not cheat, will not lie, will not deceive our people. Instead of us to do that, we will stop operating, which is impossible because we can't. Because God asked us to do this and we are doing it. Because we have to be free. We have said it before. If people are thinking that the editorial board of Radio Biafra is in this business because they want to go and start governing Biafra when Biafra comes, we are doing it for you. You listening, you could be the next prime minister or president of Biafra because we will not contest. For those, nobody, I am not contesting. I'm not in this thing because I want to be anybody. No. It's for us to be free. That is my job. Once we are free, people can do whatever they want to do. I have said it before and I will say it again. If you hear me contest for any office, seek for any contract, ask for any favor from Biafra, that same day I will cease to be a human being. We don't want any. Our people need to understand this very simple thing. What we are doing is to save our people from slavery, from bondage, from degradation, from humiliation, from the insult from these people. Nothing more, nothing less. That is why we are here.
I can agree with you, Namde. I wrote something for you on the Skype today, and based on what the chairman of the Bilion Human Rights Initiative said. Most of your brothers here, they've lost their job. Most of them are just jobless this time around, and they're finding things difficult. Not that they're wicked, but I think things are a little bit difficult with them. But if we find a means whereby we can go collectively, as our sister mentioned before, £20, £10, they can afford that, and we gather them together, we can make something out.
So are you telling me that these people don't go to church on Sundays and give tithe and sow seed on Sunday, every Sunday?
No, what I'm trying to say, most of them do. And you know what it means to gather such money.
I know. Stay where you are, please. Don't go away. Stay where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Okay. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, I'm Naji. I'm calling from Belgium.
From Belgium. What is your name?
Naji
from Belgium. Naji. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to find out what you people are discussing. I saw this contact information and I was so happy. I checked your website and everything is moving fine. I want to give you people my encouragement that Igbo everywhere is solidly behind whatever cause we are championing to actualize the dream of all their friends. So I would like to know what people are discussing today so I can make my own contribution.
From what you saw, if you say you're on the website, why are you not listening to Radio Biafra? If you're on the website, why are you not listening to it?
Yeah, I'm listening. I'm listening your conversation now, but I just came in. I went out. I just came in now. I logged on to the website, so it's going on now. That's why I called. So I don't know what people are discussing.
Then you have to call us back. You have to listen for a while and call us back. I know it's getting. We can stay here because of you till after 9. Listen for a while for 5-10 minutes, and then you call us back. You follow what we are doing, and then you call us back. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you
very much, my brother. Thank you very, very much. Yes, Samson, please go ahead and conclude very briefly.
Yes, Nande, I was, as I said before, is it possible to put something right and I send across to me so that I will get people over there in Padova, you know, to know what's going on and get their support?
Yes, that's but we are told that Italy is getting ready. Every day Italy is getting ready, we are told. They are getting ready, but nothing seems to be happening.
It should be in people in Rome. I don't think people in Padova are doing anything concerning this because I know the key people there, I've tried to call them and they haven't, you know, heard about what is going on, you see. So that's why I'm asking you if it is possible. So I'll just send you my email address. You send me something, you know, which Radio Biafra had never heard. And I will send it across to them so that it will get to the Igbo meetings there. We have up to 10 of them there.
Okay, hold on. What do you want to say?
Everybody should add their friends to Facebook. You keep hearing that these people don't know of us, but if you've added all your friends on Facebook, you would have heard of us. All these people in Italy, you've got their email addresses or whatever, you add that as an email address on the group. All you do is add your friends on Facebook, and they're there already, and then they'll understand, and it will follow through.
Nobody can then say that, oh, we've not heard about it. How can it be? If you're on Facebook, how can you not have heard about Radio Biafra?
Everyone's on Facebook.
28,000 people.
Nande.
Yes.
You can understand what being a group of people means. If a letter comes to them as coming from the Radio Biafra to this group, and they will face it and deal with it, I get it, and decide on what to do. So when people hear things individually, at times they relax. But when they come to the group, I get to me, they will deal with it today because it has to do with the group, not individual person. Okay. As I'm listening to you now, I can hear and relax. So some people are not quick in doing things. So, but if it comes to the group, it must be dealt with, either no or yes. That is what I'm trying to say. Do you get my point?
Yes, I agree, yes.
Yeah, so please, if you could do that, that would be very, very, very wonderful way forward to get something out from them. I know they would definitely do if we have something like letter saying so, and having something to back up. I get me.
Yes.
Then I will send it across them in the meetings. They will read it up in the meeting, and they will discuss it there, and they will rule whatever they will say in the meeting. So that is how it functions.
Okay,
and
thank
I'm sure
you.
They will do something about it.
Thank you very much for that. We'll try, send us your email and we'll try and get you a letter. And maybe if they're waiting for a letter to come from us to be able to confirm, then that is what we shall do. That this is Radio Biafra is coming now very close to, say, around about roughly 6 minutes to 9 p.m. here in London. I'm Nnamdi Kanu. I have Karamonde with me and also Dr. Chukwuma Egemba as well. Doctor, by way of rounding up, what do you make of what you have heard so far? Especially given the reluctance of the Italians to come forward to do something.
Whatever the reason for their reluctance, time will tell, and when that time comes, we will find out exactly what the problem is, and they will rectify it. But there are some positive noise coming out from there, but let's hope that I'm quite sure when they get off the ground, they will be able to do something. They have acknowledged that there are quite a lot of them there. Let's wait and see what they can do.
Thank you very much. Let us wait and see what they can do. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Exactly.
Hello, the caller on Skype, give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, turn your system off, give us your name and where you are.
Okay, this is Maureen.
Maureen, how are you?
I'm very good, how are you? Remember?
Very well, thank you very much. Go ahead, you're calling from Canada, I presume, yes?
Yes, I'm calling from Canada.
The world is listening, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to respond to what my brother just mentioned about letterheading of a thing. I'm a little bit skeptical about it because I know what one of the problems that my sub had was, circulating forms, asking people to make donations and then raising funds that are not really... asking people to register with some money, and those money were not actually directed in the, were not used in the right form.
Yes.
If you should allow your letterheading to go out, and how dubious are people?
Maureen, it is our letterheading, not your. Our letterheading.
Okay, thank you for that. Thank you for that correction. If you allow our letterheading to go out like that, they can duplicate it, and it will be used wrongly. I'm not saying the guy who asks for the letterheading gonna use it in a wrong way. No, but you know how things could be. They can look at it, manipulate it, and start using it dubiously. I wouldn't want our letterheading to go out like that. Whoever wants to make any donation can make it. We have, through this media of broadcasting, you have been doing a lot of job trying to reach all Nigerians all across the world. And if anyone is not live with Radio Biafra, you can always go in the archive and click on any day broadcast. You can listen to it. If you're moved or motivated to do something, you can go ahead and do it.
I agree with you.
But whoever's heart is dead, even if Jesus Christ should raise from the dead, they will never resurrect in their hearts.
Yes.
So Biafra is a thing of the heart. It's not something you force people to do. Later, if this broadcast does not touch people, even the letterheading will do nothing. So I am of the opinion that our letterheading shouldn't go out like that, so that people will not use it and Radio Biafra will be tagged and another name and all our efforts will go down the rail. That's all I have to say. Thank you so much.
Thank you, my dear sister, for calling. Thank you very, very much. Let's take this call. Your advice is welcome. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are.
Hello, my name is Ebukanache from Biafra, Enugu.
Go ahead. The world is listening to you. Go ahead.
Please, I'm calling to inform the Radio Biafra because I'm kind of hearing the rumor that there will not be a movement in East on Saturday.
Yes.
So I want to be confirmed if your Radio Biafra is aware of it.
Yes, we are aware of it. We are aware of what they are trying to do. We are aware of the fact that there is a sit-at-home called. Why they are doing the sit-at-home, you should go and ask them. I'm sure there is a massive branch around you. Go and ask them why they are doing sit-at-home. When nobody is talking about the bodies of our brothers buried in mass graves around Anambra, all over Anambra State are mass graves. We have been told that Anambra people bury people in mass. That is what Onovo or whatever it's called told us. So go and ask them. They said there is sit at home. So go and ask MASOP. We don't know. This is Radio Biafra. They didn't tell us they're having a sit at home. We don't know what for. If they're having a sit at home to peel melon, nobody knows. Go and ask them what they're doing and why they're doing it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, my brother, and God bless you. Thank you. I hope Dr. Egemba, the way that was the correct way to respond to it, because I don't know what they're doing. They said they're having a sit at home, so I don't know if the sit at home is part of it or not. We may have lost him. Please, Carol, how do we overcome some of these difficulties, some of these issues that we're having? How do we get them to understand the urgency and the need to help their own people overcome some of the shortcomings and limitations that we're having so far, because we can't save people unless we have the tools to do the work.
But it's so simple. I don't understand the difficulty of it. I'll tell you a story. I used to live in the Caribbean, and in the villages there, they have when somebody's coming to build their house time, they have what they call kudmer, where everybody in the village comes and builds the house for you. So when somebody's ready to build their village out there, everybody joins in and they build up a house. So it's the same thing here. This is what we need. We need a kudmer, you know, so somebody cooks food and then everybody comes. So Radio Biafra cooks your food. Now everybody's got to come and build this house. It's a very simple thing. This is your people, your village. We need to build back this house. Everybody needs to come in and build this house up. You add your friends on Facebook so we can build up the multitudes of the masses so that we can go to march. And then we can tell the governments this is what will happen in. Before we get to the point of march at the moment, we need a transmitter so that we can assure all those people back home that this is what is happening and that we out here still care about them. Those ones that this gentleman who hasn't seen his family since 1998, this family will hear on the radio his voice and know that he's out here doing something for them. This is what these old people and these young people down, these youths that are restless and want to go and jump in the sea, this is what we need to be telling them, that we are coming, that we are here and we're going to do something. And this is what you got to do. You got to come together to build a house, to build a home to go back to, a home to retire to, and a home to live for your next generation. And you've got to do it quickly. These people are out of house. We need to put them in a house now. So come on now.
Thank you very much. Let us see what Dr. Egemba makes of this. We are grateful to Johnson Uche. I think you're writing from India. Johnson Uche, your number. They are responding. numbers are coming in. Justin as well, your number is here. Daniel is calling. Doctor, stay where you are. Let us take this call from Daniel. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Yes, I'm calling from Italy.
Daniel from Italy, go ahead. Yes.
Yes, I have contributed my own monthly contribution yesterday.
Yes.
So my opinion is, I have to plead my brothers and sisters and Europe. So they should try to give something so that we have to achieve this thing that we're doing here. It's not only for one person that this is looking for. All of us, please, brothers and sisters, everyone should try and donate anything, even £20, £10 is something. Please, please, our people are suffering, dying here in Nigeria, even. Please.
Thank you very much. You have spoken very well. I'm sure also that Doctor, you of course you heard very clearly what you had to say. We don't know. When I say we won't talk about this anymore, Barrister Mamesi will say no. You have to talk about it. But I think we need to suspend this for some time. If anybody wants to help, they should be able to, as our sister said, Maureen said, go and listen to Radio Biafra. If you like it, then you can ask us how you can help. We will no longer be talking about this anymore. Of course, OKZ is of the opinion that we'll spend a whole day discussing this very issue, trying to get people to come and help. Because without a transmitter, without us relaying this thing to our people, it will be very difficult. Or alternatively, what we may have to do is to perhaps approach people privately and write to them without mentioning it on the air. What do you think? That is my opinion anyway. Just came off my head.
Yes, Nandi, I think that's true. In as much as we want this transmitter today and tomorrow, using our precious time to dwell on it every day, people may have a different feel about it, yeah. And may have a different opinion. But having said that, we don't have any other alternative until we resolve this issue. But if I may add quickly here, the caller who asked about the disease at home, can I please make this clear to our people and ask questions, actually, more especially those listening, our listeners in Nigeria. How will you feel and how will you look at Nnamdi Kanu and the editorial board of Radio Biafra for what we have been telling you all this while? Then, all of a sudden, you find out that Nnamdi Kanu and the board of Radio Biafra is a double agent. How will you feel that we report to we are in the night, we are doing Radio Biafra. In the day, we are agent of Federal Zoological Republic of Nigeria. And what will you think of us? Secondly, if you realize, you know, that Nnamdi Kanu and the board of Radio Biafra is building personal empire with the money that is being donated, that is being meant for Biafra, that is being built as we are now getting this money to build them, to get transmitter, to get the struggle off the ground. Then you find out that Nnamdi Kanu and the board of Radio Biafra is siphoning this money for their own personal gain. How will you feel if people show you in absolutely verifiable evidence that Nnamdi Kanu and the board of Radio Biafra is doing everything possible to not to realize Biafra, but we are only talking about it. How will you feel? And on top of this, we are calling you out to come and sit at home for Biafra. On top of that, we are calling you to come and do one thing or the other in the name of Biafra. How will you feel? Will you do that? That is the question I want to ask for those who are asking the opinion of Radio Biafra about the sit at home. So, if you ask yourself this question and you have a direct answer, then you sit at home or you don't sit at home. But again, if you sit at home, will sitting at home put food on your table and your table of your family? I know the type of action we need to do to realize Biafra. When that time comes, not only the people at home, the whole world will know it. And when you are doing Biafra, when you are struggling for Biafra, when you are struggling to realize Biafra in truth and honest, the people around you will know. The air you breathe will know. the land you stand on will know. Your own conscience will prick you, will know. And you cannot be doing one thing in the night. You come when you like it, then you come and shout Biafra only because you are under threat. Some threat is hanging on one's head, and therefore they want to use the seat at home to deflect attention, to attract sympathy. People may not like it that we are saying the truth, but that is the truth. So long as we are in Radio Biafra and we say that we say the truth and only the truth, and the truth shall set us free. Some pro-Biafran groups are not happy that we are we saw the truth and we are telling the truth. We find out something that is terribly wrong going on within the Biafran struggle, and we are trying to unmask it. We unmask it originally in 2008-2009. We are still unmasking it. If anybody knows anything, Chukwuma Gemba, Nnamdi Kanu, or any god of Radio Biafra, or even Okezie, who is in Australia, anything he is doing against the Biafran struggle, and you did not come out and let the world know about it, you are enemy of the Biafran people. So that is what I want to tell anybody who wants to sit at home. Sit at home, but it is not going to contribute anything towards actualization of Biafra. You will be raising the ego. You will be massaging the ego of only one person. That's all I have got to tell those who are clamoring for sitting at home. God bless you all. I don't know if we are rounding up Nandi, but if I still have the opportunity, I will speak again. But if not, God bless you, and thank you very much for listening. And keep on the flame of Biafra burning in truth and honesty, and only on that we will get Biafra. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Gemba. Thank you very much. You have spoken very well. I like that. I was hoping Okezie Ogu will be able to rejoin us, but it's not possible. Connecting him has proved a bit difficult. If you're calling us, we do apologize that today's program has come to an end. And we have resolved the problem. There wasn't any cutting today, no teething problems. We said anything the enemy throw at us, we'll counter it. These things don't come very cheap. We have to buy all the security systems. But today is the last day we'll talk about fundraising on Radio Biafra. Any day you don't hear from us, you know we don't exist anymore, that we've run out of money. If we can work for another 2.5 years, save up money and then start again. But we will not discuss fundraising again on the air at Radio. I'm becoming embarrassed myself. Other countries are listening. We don't want to be discussing funding on Radio Biafra. I am tired of it personally. Please, Kara, what do you have to say before we close today?
Yeah, I agree with that. It's not nice begging, is it? You have to keep begging and begging. It's getting awful now. I mean, you have to have the sense to just do this. But, just keep it up anyway. Those that have all done all these things, you know, we're doing it. And the sun is rising. We just have to keep it going. And good night to everybody.
Thank you very much. And from me, Nnamdi Kanu, it's been a pleasure having you today. We shall also see you tomorrow, or be with you tomorrow, wherever you are. We love you. We are upset because we're not happy what is happening to us as a people. And we love you, and we want to get Biafra in truth and honesty. Anything you're doing about Biafra that isn't about the truth and being honest, please count Radio Biafra out. We are with you all the way. We are not going to slacken. We are not going to relent until Biafra comes. Wherever you are on this planet, whatever you are doing, please do not forget about our brothers who are drowning, people who are starving, and more importantly, those that need the information to do the right thing at home. Support our effort to get a transmitter. I'm Nnamdi Kanu. Good evening, and God bless you wherever you are. See you again tomorrow, 7 p.m. UK time.
We have emerged triumphant. crumble our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra, we shall always reach.